You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Behind the Mask.
Two, we got another special guest, man. Yes, one of my all-time favorites. Man, Drip is real.
Right.
It's clean.
Right.
Yeah, man. You know how we doing it.
Come Deshaun on, Jackson, man.
We out here in Vegas. How you been, big bro, man?
Hey, man. Salute to you, bro. Hell of a fucking professional career.
Right.
Over 11,000 yards receiving. Bro, that's...
That's it, man.
People don't talk enough about that with you, bro.
They don't, man. They don't give me enough credit for that. But, you know, for me, man, I played the game at a high level, man. Every time I stepped out on the field, I feel like people kind of didn't give me the credit that I felt like I deserved, which I never really cared, because since day one I came into the NFL, obviously, was projected to go high first round and kind of like, you know, slipped a little bit to the second round. So I kind of came in with that edge. You know, I was obviously – weight wasn't – I wasn't no 180, 190 receiver. I was came in at 170, you know, soaking wet, 5'9", 5'10". So for me, I was like I had that underdog privilege where I came in and I knew, like, you know what, this how y'all feeling, y'all hating on me. So I came in with a chip on my shoulder, bro. So to say the accolades and say everything I did, bro, it's just every time I stepped on the field, the mentality I played with, I didn't care how small, how big I was. I feel like I always had to play bigger because I was playing a big man's game.
Yeah.
Fam, you know what's so dope about you, bro? You remind me of another receiver from Cali, undersized. Say less, yo.
He was a little bigger than me, though.
But the same mentality, bro. You understand the way y'all approach the field.
Right.
You can see it in your route running. You can see it in how y'all, the running after the catch, how you assaulted DBs.
Right.
And, of course, the celebrations, man.
Talk about
that swag that you had on the field. Like you said, that chip on the shoulder you played with.
Yeah, I think, honestly, growing up in, you know, Los Angeles, California, man, you know, kind of the obstacles and the struggles that I had to, you know, adore as a little kid, man, kind of just prepared me. Where it was like nothing was given to me, you know, like I ain't know where my next meal was coming from when I was younger, you know, like my parents struggled to make sure it was food on the plate. So like just that mentality of knowing, like, don't take nothing for granted. You know what I'm saying? Like tomorrow's not granted, you know, you can't take it for granted. So me, I just, like I say, every step of the way, regardless of what I did, I always wanted to be the best. So I never liked losing. And it was just like a swagger. It was a persona that I always kept with me, man. And it kind of like, you know, created when I stepped on the football field. And like I said, I was one of the smallest dude to play. But on the field, you never would be able to tell that.
I want to go back at the beginning of your career. Mm-hmm. Drafted early. And you played with Michael Vick.
Sure.
With the Eagles. At the end of your career, you ended up playing with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Talk about the similarities that both of them possess and, like, what makes them different, because you saw it firsthand.
I think the dynamic duel as far as, like, a Michael Vick, obviously, man, going back to, like you said, early in my career, 2009, 2010. Yeah, when we had the opportunity, I remember Andy Reid came. It was like he came to, like, me, McCoy, and Mack, and he was like, man, we got an opportunity to get Michael Vick. What y'all think about it? I'm like, what do we think about? I said, I grew up loving Michael Vick. I said, bring his ass in. So when he came in through the door, man, you know, everybody's like, oh, my God. Like, you know, we was getting so much the scrutiny for, you know, us picking him up, you know, with all the, like, the dog lovers and stuff like that. And he came in with a humble mentality. He was like, you know, I did what I did. That's the past. But moving forward, like, I'm going to do everything I do need to do. I'm going to address the issues. But when he stepped on the field, you could tell, like, he was matured and he learned his lesson. Mm-hmm. And for me, the reason why I was able to learn, because my entourage and the people I had around me, he was like, D, they going to be your fault. I'm like, what you mean? He was like, bro, I had 100 dudes with me. Everywhere we go, I'm taking care of the bills. I'm taking care of flights, trips. Wow. And he was like, when something go bad, they going to turn on you. He was like, cut them off, bro. And not to say cut everybody off, but he, like, knew the extra fat.
Trim the fat.
So for me, it just started having me realize, like, all the stuff I was doing. Like, you know, if you're my boy, I'm going to look out for you. But I can't drown me to lift you up if you're not helping lifting me up, you know. So the similarities, not to talk too much about the other stuff, but the similarities in Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson are very similar, you know, from the dynamic dual side of obviously being able to run the ball. Mm. Michael Vick ran the ball like no other. Lamar Jackson, the game has changed tremendously. Like, I look at the Tyreek Hills and all these dudes, like, it's a lot easier. Because all you got to do, you get them. Like, it's an offensive style of game now. Yeah, like, right. Defense is big, but you can't hit like you used to back in the day. And now it's set up for the offense to win. And all these statistics, 2,000 yards and all the 120 carries. Like, come on, bro. Yeah. This is like playing Madden.
And they got an extra game.
Right. my record getting broke. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Devontae Smith, good job. But you had an extra game.
Facts.
You got a lot more catches. But, you know, it's the game's changed, bro. But I'm an older dude where – I don't hate on the young dudes, man. I love it. I love that they're prospering, you know, and I was like, man, at the end of the day, man, keep doing your thing, bro. Congratulations.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And you kept doing your thing throughout the duration of your career. Ask the players this all the time, but towards the end, did you feel like you still had more in the tank? You can still keep going?
Man, honestly, bro, I feel like I walked away when I wanted to. At 15 years, bro, I already felt like I walked away from the game knowing I could still play. I ain't walk away because I got slower. I ain't walk away because my knees was hurting. It was just more of like the political side of it, being 36 and having to spend all this time away from my kids and my family. And it's like, is it really worth it? Like, yeah, I love the game, but the time and me really not getting involved, like early in my career, I'm like, like, I'm still getting open. I'm still looking at film, burning these young cats. I'm going back to the huddle. He's like, man, how are your ass still so fast? That's what these young dudes, 20, 21, 23. They're like, bro, you 36 still running by me like that? Like, how you
don't believe the propaganda, son?
You know what I'm saying?
You feel what I'm saying? So for me, man, it was really a pleasure, bro, to really play 15 years and just had the accolades. Like bro said, 11,000. I really feel like I would have been number one all time for the Eagles if I didn't leave, you know? Mm. I was 6,500. Harold Carmichael, I think he had like 6,800. So yep. I would have been all time leading leader for receiving yards in Philadelphia history if I ain't gonna say his name, if he didn't release me and did that weird shit. But you know, we move on, we live.
Right,
I ain't gonna say we forgive. But I forgot it.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah,
not taking it with me as luggage.
Bro, this is a part of history, man. And man, Philly was a special place for me, man. I really had some great years there. That's why I went back and retired as a Philadelphia Eagle. And you know, not to say the other place I played, I didn't have great times and love the city, but it was something different in Philly, bro. We created something different there.
So talk about, man, one of the things I saw, Ravens were playing the Chiefs.
Yep.
You said, you tweeted, mad for my dog, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He's rooting for you, bro.
Right.
All year long, but Patrick Mahomes is different.
Yeah.
Salute to both of them. Andy Reid is a beach.
Yeah.
Talk about the difference when you talk about Patrick Mahomes, man. What's different about him?
Man, he's really, and this is one of my names I create. I know a lot of people probably try to, you know, use the tag, but my tag 101, that's really my tag, and I feel like I've created that, and I went to go on the field and really create a different culture for really being one of one. So I'm saying that to say I'm gonna use the same tag for Patrick Mahomes, bro. And I always say Tom Brady is my all-time great. And I'm not saying he's better than Tom Brady because he still got some time and he still got some more memorabilia to go add to it. Mm-hmm. But right now in this game, in this era, bro, there's no one like Patrick Mahomes. The things he's able to do, the plays he's able to make, the throws continuously, the consistency, the drive. I mean, it's like I sit back and watch his game sometimes, and I don't know how he do it, bro. So I'm saying that to say he's created that culture, and he a dog, man. And, you know, he's the face of the NFL, bro. So the next person besides the Tom Brady, I'm going to look, and I'm going to say it's Patrick Mahomes, man. So with that being said, Lamar, you my dog, man. I was rooting for you because I feel like you really deserve it. You're going to get you a bowl. It's just your time wasn't – your calling wasn't right now, bro. But keep striving. Keep being who you are. Don't change for nobody, bro. And that's why I was able to have the success I was able to have. Because I went in there and I did it my way. Regardless, they liked it, they hated it, they loved it, I did it my way. And at the end of the day, when I go to sleep at night, I could wake up in the morning feeling good about myself because I did it my way.
Change is inevitable. It's going to happen.
For sure.
And when I think about Andy Reid, that's what I think about, the streak to where he went through all of the AFC championship games.
100%.
The disappointment.
Yep.
Ended up getting kicked up out of Philly.
Yeah.
Went to KC. You played for him. You know him on another level. I played for him.
Right.
What makes Andy Reid so special by being able to get the talent that he gets and to utilize it in a manner to where you see a lot of coaches, They just try to be like, oh, my scheme is everything. I'm going to put you in the same cookie cutter performance. Yeah. What makes him so different?
It's a great question, man. I think his approach. I think every day when he comes to work, he has a expectation. And as the expectation for Andy Reid is to be a professional, be a pro, be a pro's pros. And when you come punching that clock, be a pro, do your job, be on time, show up, show out. What you do at home, what you do before you come in the building, I really don't care about it. As long as you're being a professional and not making us as the brand, the Chiefs or the Eagles, look bad. But at the end of the day, when you come to work, that's all he asks. Mm. And as a man and as a player that's playing for him, you can respect that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm fucking up and I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing, he's going to come grab my ass and he's going to come sit me in the office and he's going to pull his little glasses up and he's going to raise that eyebrow on you and he's going to tell you. So for me, as a man, I can respect that because it's not like he picking that stuff that don't need to be picked at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I come to work, if I'm doing my job and I'm doing the best I could do, I don't got to worry about him getting on my ass.
Yeah.
So you know how it is. You just need more coaches that can understand, like, they going to be guys. Mm. They going to go have fun. They going to go drink. They going to be out. They might miss a meeting. They might be late. But at the end of the day, I'm going to get on your ass. And as long as you don't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over, I could deal with that.
Yeah.
And that's Andy Reid for you right there. That's why he got players that's putting it on the line for him because, you know, as a player, my coach going to put it on the line for me.
Yep.
Facts.
At Walmart, there's a long list of black-led products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotchporter Beard Balm is tool approved, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a black-led brand, we open the door for the success of another black-led brand. So show black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
As one of the more prolific receivers in the game during your era,
appreciate
baptized a lot of DBs.
Ha ha.
But
for sure,
when you got in the league, what was that welcome to the league moment where you felt like, damn, I just got baptized, you know? It had to be one.
I had a few, man. I think one in particular. I had a Ray Lewis story, man, where my rookie year, Baltimore came to Philly, and actually I had 2-on-1 game. Mm. So Ray Lewis, I ran like a little drag route, and I had caught like a pass. And on the way of me catching his pass, I ain't no scary dude. This might be one of the most scariest moments I ever had. Cause when I caught that ball, I thought I was dead. I was praying, crossing fingers, all type of shit. Like, bro, please don't kill me. I caught this pass and I ain't get hit. And I ran out of bounds because he was kind of like chasing me. I ran out of bounds. He was like, young fella, I love you, gang. I ain't gonna kill you. I said, I said, boy, this Ray Lewis telling me he love my game. He ain't gonna kill me. I'm like, thank you, Lord. But in the same game, I had Michael Vick drop back and he threw me a. No, matter of fact, it's not the same game. This is the second year we played him again. And I had caught a fade route. And that boy, Ed Reed, was playing center safety. Ain't nobody in the league ever like Ed Reed, boy. He played sideline to sideline at 150 miles per hour.
Right.
Michael Vick threw this pass, this fade route. I glanced. I seen Ed Reed coming. I caught the ball. After that, I don't remember nothing happened. Boom, he knocked me out. I said, man, how the hell you get over there, bro? I remember laying on the ground, took my helmet off. I said, I need a few plays. That boy, Ed Reed, introduced me to the league. Boy, he smacked me, bro.
Cool.
For real.
Cold.
Hey, bro, we appreciate the time, my G.
Nah, for sure, man.
Before we let you go, I know you got something special.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
You got the podcast coming,
man. Yeah, man. Me and my boy, LeSean McCoy, man. Yeah, we got 25-10, man. Coming on the way, man. It's going to be a very exclusive podcast. I know a lot of people are in the space of doing, you know, podcasts, and we respect them all, but I think this one's going to be very unique, very genuine. It's going to be open, man. We're going to be flatline straight to you. Man, we ain't cut nothing out.
It is.
Everything we talking about is going to be on the show. So, hey, look, if you like it, or you love it, or you hate it, we don't care. We're going to give it to you live and direct, but stay tuned, 25-10 show.
Already, bro. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, fam.
Behind the Mask.